This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, March 3rd. Okay, folks, things are heating up, so let's just address what's going on. The Republican Guard has said the Strait of Hormuz is closed now, and everybody's looking at alternative shipping routes because the insurance on any ship going through the Strait of Hormuz is cost prohibitive. Fortunately, Saudi has a pipeline that can divert some of the oil. But you have Brent crude at $84, you have WTI crude approaching $80. You know, this is, believe it or not, good for America because Qatar had to shut its LNG down for the first time in 30 years. So the U.S. is overpowering European LNG shipments. And obviously, higher crude oil prices will result in windfall profits for the U.S. energy companies. So we are not disrupted by this. This is going to affect China. It's going to affect Europe. And that's that. So, again, what's causing all the disruption is Iran's trying to attack the oil infrastructure in the Middle East, a Saudi refinery. Briefly hit the LNG facility in Qatar. That doesn't look too bad, but they did shut production down. Now, there's been a couple embassy attacks. The U.S. has closed embassies in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, and the U.S. has ordered Americans out of 14 Middle Eastern countries, okay? So, obviously, what's happening is things are escalating because the U.S. is going to destroy all the missile facilities, all the drone facilities, and of course the Iranian Navy, okay? And they have air superiority, so they can just bring in bombers and obliterate everything. So this is going to be interesting. The dollar is very strong, okay, getting stronger. So that is the biggest development underway. Now, we were resilient yesterday, which is good, okay? Things will change, though. And the main thing is that our big gold bet is still protecting us, okay? So hang on, because that's an important development. Now, gold technically is down today, but the gold stock should be very, very resilient. Your best oasis short-term is oil, but obviously when the bombing campaigns are over, whether that's in a few weeks or a week, we'll see. But right now, oil's the oasis. Okay, the other comment I have is that we just did our quarterly back testing of what works on Wall Street. We test our eight-factor fundamental model and our stock grader. And the market is still shockingly narrow. You got to be in the top 10% in stock grader. When we look at our eight-factor fundamental model, the top 30% are pretty firm. So if a stock slips to like a B grade, but it still has a good fundamental score, it's okay to hold. And now a narrow market is good for us. To be honest with you, a lot of our strong performance and growth has been because the market has been so narrow, okay? And so I'm ecstatic that the stock grader and eight-factor fundamental model are working brilliantly and can help us identify the creme la creme out there. I did buy a shipping company and manage accounts here recently because shipping rates have gone up and they're reaping windfall profits, the one I added. So, you know, it's an interesting environment we're in. I want to remind everybody that good stocks bounce. Bad stocks bounce like rocks. We have good stocks, so don't worry about any pullbacks as we'll bounce right back, okay? And please remember the U.S. is an oasis, okay? We're food and energy independent. We're getting more dominant on, as far as energy is concerned, on the world stage. We're overpowering LNG exports to Europe. We are obviously export a lot of refined product as well as crude oil. And this actually may help reduce the trade deficit, believe it or not, because as energy prices go up, it's going to lower the trade deficit, which will in turn boost GDP growth. So very interesting times we're in. I do know a lot of Persians, and by and large, they seem pleased with what's going on. But of course, like anything in life, that you have to move on, and hopefully new leadership will emerge in Iran that will be and Iran will be assimilated into the world economy instead of being isolated. So that would be an incredible development. So long term, it looks very good. Short term, it's still chaotic. Now, tomorrow we're going to get an ISM service report. We're going to we just had a manufacturing report on Monday that was outstanding. So the manufacturing side of our economy is growing. The service side is still growing, but we'll get that confirmation from ISM tomorrow. We'll get the ADP payroll report. And if there's any weakness in payroll because of all the layoffs, that's going to raise speculation on Friday's job report. And, you know, Christopher Waller of the Fed would like to cut rates if there's weakness in the labor market. But we'll have to get ADP and payroll. So that's coming this week. So, and we also are going to get retail sales as well. So that's what's happening. Hang in there, everybody. I know you don't enjoy the gyrations, but we're still off to a phenomenal start this year. You know, if you go up 12%, sometimes you have to get back at least a third. That's like 4%. So just be aware of that, and then our stocks will regroup. The other comment I have is the analyst earnings revisions under our stocks are excellent, especially in the last month. There's been a lot of analyst upgrades. So I'm very comfortable and confident as we move forward. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.